Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Kufnun Gimel, Baba Basra 153a, pagination is 305, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. Lo kosav bo shchiv mira. It doesn't say in the document that's gifting from one person to the other that the person who's giving was a shchiv meira. Who omer shchiv meira hayisi? The person who's giving claims he was a shchiv meira, and therefore he wants to claim that since it was being given on his deathbed and he ended up getting better, so he wants the property back, and the gift is not a gift because it was only given with the understanding that he was dying. And they claim, Bari Yisa, you were healthy, you were doing well, and this was an ordinary gift. And therefore, the fact that you're well makes no impact on the gift. Says the Mishnah, Tzarech Lahavi Raya Sheshchiv Meira Haya. He is going to have to prove that he was a Sheshchiv Meira Divir Reb Meir. These are the words of Reb Meir. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, Hamotze mechavera olav haraya, the recipient, the beneficiary, who wants to take away property that was known to belong to this person previously, they would have to prove that the gift is a valid gift in order to be able to keep it, because they're the ones who are taking away from the person who gifted. Says the Gemara, Hahuma Tanto, there was a gift, Davakosev Ba, that it's written in it, Kavakotzer Virami Ba'arsei, that he was sick, Velokosev Ba, and it never recorded anywhere, Omigomare Ifta Leve Solame, and from that illness he died. And therefore the question in front of us is, that we know that indeed there was a Shchiv Meira, but we have no idea if he got better and retracted, or he died from that illness. Says the Gemara, Amud Beis, Amar Rabba, Hare Meis. Listen, the man's dead now, Varei Kivra Mochiach Olav, and he's buried. So it's reasonable to say that the Shchiv Meira is the progression here, and the gift works. Amale Abaye, Abaye said, Hashta, one second. Uma sefina sharuban li avad nosnim alayem chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. A person who's on a ship and we don't know what happened. Even though many times the ship in such a situation is gone, it drowns, the people drown. Nevertheless, we say, maybe he survived. We don't know if he's dead. His wife is an aguna. We don't know. Again, nosnim aleim chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. So we place upon that situation the stringencies of life and of death. We're really not sure. Cholin, a sick person. Sherov cholin l'chayim. Most sick people get better. I guess many people get very sick in the course of their lifetime, and they get better. So maybe he got better in between. Lo kol shekein, that we should be in doubt and we should be unsure, based on such a document that he once did a matana shchiv meira, but I don't have any verification that from that shchiv meira he died. And therefore, it should not be binding. And it should be a motzeh mechavera olav haraya. They should have to prove if they indeed want to be the recipients. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Beis, Matna Shchiv Meira, such a gift, She'en kosev bo, she'mitoch ha'choli hazeh, she'tziva bo meis, that there's no verification, doesn't say in the document that as a result of this gift that we're writing up, he indeed, as a result of that illness, he indeed died. And the witnesses of the document are not available to ask them, did he die from that illness that you described in the gift? Even though indeed the person is now dead, the gift doesn't really help us. The fact that he's dead now isn't proving anything. Maybe from that illness he got better, so it undid the Shchiv Meira gift, and then he got sick again. Eventually he died. And therefore the property is in the hands of the inheritors, until these beneficiaries who were gifted in the Shchiv Meira can prove that it was indeed from this illness that he died, and therefore the gift of Shchiv Meira would be relevant. The Rama adds, "V'im tofas hamikabel lemetaltelin, if the recipient, the beneficiary, grabs movable objects, so then we're in a different type of situation, because who is the motzi mechavera olav haraya? They now have a migu, perhaps, mitoch sheyocha lomar shalihain. They could claim this property was always mine. Neman lomar, they should be able to say shemicholi orisha niftar." Their claim that he died from that original illness. Now, it could be that it's not just a calendar issue over here. It could be it's an analysis on the illness and exactly what happened and whether he was strong enough. Is he considered healed? He sat up and drank a cup of tea. Does that mean he's no longer a Shchiv Meira? There could be that they're very detailed questions that have to be answered over here. V'chein adin, similarly, im amar achole, if the sick person got up, v'rotza lachzor b'matanoso, and he wants to go back on the gift, and he's claiming, as we saw in the Mishnah, shematna shchiv meira haya, that it was a shchiv meira, and therefore it's undone now that he got up from the illness, v'amikabel omer shabori haya. And the recipient claims, no, you gave it as a regular gift. You were a healthy person. V'lo yuchal lachzor, and you can't go back on it. Ala mekabel lahavi raya. These are the cases described by the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, that the original owner retains a chazaka on the property, and these beneficiaries have to substantiate their claim in a more formal way. Just the fact that they have a document that there was a Shchiv Meira gift isn't enough to get them the property. We have to actually know that the Shchiv Meira gift was followed by his passing, or in this last case, just the fact that it's written up that there was a gift. We need to know, was it a Shchiv Meira gift, or was it a Matnas Bari? Was he giving it because he was ill, or was he giving it even as a healthy person? The difference, of course, being, if he gets better, was it considered a Shchiv Meira and he's able to retract, or was it considered a Matnas Bari and his getting even stronger and even better is irrelevant if it was a regular gift? Yashikoach, thank you for joining.